My name is Alex. I am 16 years old. Today is November 28th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Angela, my mother, and this interview is taking place in Henderson, Nevada today. I'm going to ask you 15 questions, and question number one, did you like going to school?
I did like going to school most of the time. Of course, there were days when I didn't want to go, but most of the time I looked forward to going to school and did like it.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
I was a cheerleader and I enjoyed all of the social activities that came along with that.
What did you think life would be when you were a teen?
I thought that adult life would be a lot of fun and that it would be great to be able to make my own decisions and do whatever I wanted to when I was a teenager. However, once I grew up and became an adult, I realized that that wasn't necessarily how it went, that there was also a lot of responsibility that goes along with that. And it really wasn't as much fun as I had envisioned. And that's when everything changed.
How was it like for you to know you were going to be a mom?
It was a wonderful, very exciting and happy, joyful time. I wanted to be a mom.
How would you describe me as a person?
I think you are extremely intelligent and very talented and pretty much capable of doing whatever it is you set your mind to doing. I think sometimes you should take things a little bit more seriously, but I do realize that you're young and still want to have fun and kind of take things a little less seriously at this point in your life.
Who is your favorite family member?
You. I enjoy spending time with you more than anyone.
Aww. I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
How did you meet Dad?
I met him at work. When I first moved to Las Vegas, we both worked for the Howard Hughes Corporation.
How was your first date with Dad?
He called me on a Sunday afternoon, and we met at TGI Fridays and drank red wine and had appetizers and talked for several hours. And that's how we first started getting to know each other.
That's cute. Out of all the places you've seen, which is your absolute favorite?
I would say, Maui, Hawaii. I went there and one of my favorite things that I did there was, they have a sunrise, tour of Haleakala. It's a dormant volcano there. And, I really was looking forward to it, and it's funny because I was kind of worried that it was going to be real physical, and really it wasn't, because going downhill, the thing I used more than anything was my hands, because I was like riding the brakes the whole way because it was hard to go slow enough. So it wasn't physical at all, but it was sure beautiful.
What job that you've had has been your favorite?
I would say working at the Park Hyatt in San Francisco. I worked in the accounting department there, and I loved working in the city of San Francisco. That's another city that I love and I think is beautiful, and the people were terrific there as well. It was a fun place to be.
What did you imagine you would be when you grew up?
A flight attendant. That was what I wanted to be when I grew up, because I wanted to see the world and travel and get to, experience different and new exciting places throughout my life.
Did you ever have someone inspire you? Who and how?
Probably one of my bosses. Her name is Missy Mo Cook, and she is just a very strong and confident woman that makes you want to be more and do more. And she just was really always very positive and upbeat and just super, super amazing.
If you could go back in time, what time would you go to, if at all?
I would say I would go back to the sixth grade. It was such a happy, I even just want to smile when I think about it. It was such a happy time. I had such a great group of friends, and it was the first time that I ever had a crush, my first crush, my first like boy that I thought was cute. And I'll never forget, I had bronchitis, and so I couldn't go outside. And it was kind of funny because he came over and my parents weren't home, and so he couldn't come in the house either because it was my older sister watching us. And so he stood outside the window and I sat on a chair in the dining room, and we talked through the window for probably at least an hour, maybe more. And he was outside in the dark in the freezing cold until my parents drove up, and then he saw the car drive up and he ran away.
What is the happiest moment of your life?
When I had you. That was a very wonderful, life-changing moment. You can't pause. You gotta be ready.